This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
All of a sudden, some reason, somebody planted them, probably...
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a...
Good evening. This is Ralph Winterbrod II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterbrod Show. And I guess we've got a new format here at Republic Broadcasting. Going to have to change things around a little bit here to get used to the new formatting here. Going to talk about, by the way, I want to next week, Dr. Judy Wood on 911 is agreed to come back on the show again for 2 hours. And that's always very enlightening, and about what's going on with the 911 issues yet, which is an extremely important issue, a major issue that affects all of us, and we just can't seem to realize it, I guess. But anyway, she'll be on next Sunday, so I look forward to that. And I'm going to talk about I was going to do the IRS, but I'm going to talk about this Trayvon Martin thing again, because this has gotten totally out of control here. With what Obama's doing and Holder's doing, and now Trayvon Martin's mom. And I'm going to play, we'll have to break it up a little bit here, but Dr. Manning, we're going to play audio clips from him. But I don't know if people know who he is, but he's a black pastor. But I want to play what Sabrina Fulton said here. It's a 2 minute and 44 second clip. Let's go ahead and let's see. That is clip number 188.
All right, we want to do a Fox News alert here to the city of Brotherly Love. The mother of Trayvon Martin, Sabrina Fulton, speaking to the crowd at the National Urban League's annual gathering. This is in Philadelphia. The focus of the event ranges from civil rights to voting rights and even job creation. Let's listen in to her remarks.
No college for Trayvon. No grandkids coming from Trayvon. All because of a law that has prevented the person who shot and killed my son to be held accountable and to pay for this awful crime. What is my message to you? My message to you is, please use my story. Please use my tragedy. Please use my broken heart to say to yourself, we cannot let this happen to anybody else's child. And I hope I delivered that message, because on the way here, I gave the driver one of my business cards, and it has a picture of Trayvon on there. And what he said was, he told me, that's my son too. So my message is coming across, and it's coming across the right way. It's coming across because I know that regardless of the color of someone's skin, that somebody is listening, that somebody wants to act and somebody wants to react. The only thing that I say to you is nobody is hurting worse than me as a parent, me as a mom, because you know as a mom, we are a little sensitive when it comes to our children, and we have every right to be.
You've been listening to Sabrina Fulton, the mother.
That woman. And I'm not going to get too much into this till you hear what Dr. Manning said, because he doesn't pull any punches. This woman is despicable. She's dishonorable. She's dishonorable to the race of the Negroes, the blacks. She's creating racial strife. She is a flat-out liar. Total lying. And it's about perspective, which is opinion, feelings, versus objective, which is the law of the facts. What she's doing is going to cause people to die, going to cause property damage, people to be jailed, and it's all based on a lie. And she's doing it for money. Greed. She's a race baiter, provocateur, for money. I know somebody that calls herself a mother, which I'm going to say, I'm going to wait for Dr. Manning's. I don't want to get ahead of the loop here, because he puts out some very interesting perspective on this. Dr. Manning is he's a black man. I have people that I talk to that are black. And this woman is creating an unfair look at how, quote, white people look at black people. It's not right. Not even close to being right. It's so low that she would use, quote, her son, a thug. That's what he is. and create these lies and this dissension. And like I say, there's going to be riots. There's in Greensboro, North Dakota, or North Carolina, I guess there's some rioting, and there's been some on the West Coast. And there's people going to die. She's aiding and abetting in the death of other people. She's aiding and abetting in the destruction of property. She's aiding and abetting in people going to jail. She's aiding and abetting in racial strife. That is not there. She's creating it with lies. I have no respect for that woman. I have no sympathy for her. I despise liars. And then to try to use, quote, her son is unbelievable. We'll be back in a minute.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, I've set up what Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother, has done. I said, it's all flat-out lies. She's aiding and abetting in people getting killed, crimes. And I'm going to address it, but I want to do Dr. Mannings. He's a preacher and a very outspoken fellow. And we're going to have to break it up and do it in segments because I didn't realize the formatting, so I got the times wrong for today. But anyway, we're going to start with Dr. Manning, and he's preaching. Now let's go ahead and start with Dr. Manning.
Trayvon Martin, I cannot believe what I see going on. You know, I prayed for Sabrina Fulton the other day after the verdict. And I said, you know, Sabrina Fulton would stand up and say, the verdict is in. The jury has spoken. Peace be still. Al Sharpton, sit down. Don't be holding 100 city protests before federal buildings. Sit down, Al. Sit down, Jesse. Shut up, CNN. And we're going to go home and have the rest of our lives. Trayvon is dead. The court has spoken. I prayed. And I said, if she would do that, she would go down in history as one of the more powerful women of our times. Peace be still. Let's not push this thing any further. Next day she came out. My baby Trayvon, this boy is 17 years old, pot smoking. They want to make this a civil rights issue now, that Zimmerman violated Trayvon Martin's civil rights. And so the standard in a civil court issue is different in criminal. You can only say what the law says in terms of criminal activity, in terms of bringing a verdict. On the civil actions, you can bring in personalities, character, and all that. So y'all want to bring in character? Here, let's talk about character then. You want to say something about George Zimmerman and whether or not he should be sued and liable, and whether or not the Department of Justice should take up the charge and prosecute George Zimmerman? Here's some things we want to consider if that's what we're going to do. Here's some things I want to put out there. Number one. Trayvon Martin was shot and killed the 26th of February, 2012, down in Miami where he lives, because in Sanford, Florida was not where he lived. School was still going on. It was a spring break. The reason why he was in Sanford, Florida is because they had kicked him out of school down there in Miami. Now, the Miami school system, like the New York school system, like Martin Luther King Jr. schools and all these others, they don't put you out of school right away. You have to begin to build up. First, they send a letter home and tell you that your boy's acting bad, and then they reprimand you, or they do in-school suspensions. They do everything they possibly can to keep that child in school before they actually tell him, you can't come back here no more. You're just incorrigible. You can't come back here no more. They'll even deal with drugs. You can have marijuana. They'll let you get back time or two. Trayvon Martin was in Sanford, Florida, not only because the school put him out, they expelled him, they kicked him out, and they would not let him come back to the Miami High School District because they have been going over this with his boy. He's a thug. But not only did the Miami School District say, ain't nothing more we can do for you, you got to go, Sabrina Fulton said the same thing. Sabrina called his daddy, Tracy, and said, take Trayvon. If you don't take him, I'm going to kill him. This boy, he's smoking dope. He's running with gangs. I can't do nothing. He don't want to go to school. He don't want to get up. He don't want to clean his room. I can't take it no more. I've had this problem. You take him up there in Sanford. He's getting out of my house. I'm locking the door. He's not coming back. And she knows that's why she sent him up there. Because she couldn't do anything with it. Now on television, and there's some money and some glamour. Oh, he was my baby. Oh, my baby had a right to be able to go home. Yeah, but not to your home, because you put him out. My 17-year-old boy and all 17-year-old black boys ought to have a right to go home. That's right. But let me ask you something, Sabrina Fulton. You barred him from your house. Had you not put him out, he would not be in Sanford. Had he not been in Sanford, he very possibly, and I say possibly, with a big question mark, would be alive. Because the way that boy Trayvon was going, somebody in Miami was going to kill him. You can take your seats. Would you preach this? Would you preach? Would you preach this? If God made you the leader with what's going on in our nation today, if God made you a preacher, would you preach that? It's true. Somewhere in Sabrina Fulton's heart, she's got to know. This woman got to know. She failed at raising that boy. Anybody here have a son shot? Anybody ever have a son ever get shot? She's got to know that her boy was a bad actor. For her to now stand up and try to get the whole world to call her boy a saint and turn against George Zimmerman and turn against America is worse than anything I've ever heard of. What a hypocrite that Sabrina Fulton is. And that ain't all. Oh, that ain't all. Tracy Martin, is that his name? He's a daddy. He's shacking up. The man is living in Sanford and another woman is paying the bills. He didn't marry Sabrina. He ain't married to the one he's living with. It's a typical black man, black family syndrome. Trayvon is just like Tracy. They're birds of a feather. They're like the average black man you see on the street today. I cannot. I'm sure there are people in Miami saying, I'm glad he did. I'm sure there's some young boys that, because Trayvon could fight. I'm sure there's some young people that he pushed around, smoked dope wood. I'm sure they're glad he's off the scene. And I, you know, but his black people. There's some women down there who live around Sabrina who know her. And they're looking at her now and say, well, now, ain't this a blip? Ain't this a blip? Here she is on television trying to make this boy as if he's some kind. What a Lord have mercy. Will you look at Sabrina? Our people are probably aghast at the fact that she's not, she's trying to make him look like he's some kind of a saint. That boy was bad news. She put him out. Your mama. Do you know what it takes to put your flesh and blood on the street? Do you know what you have to go through? Do you know the agony? You know how long you put up with their mess? Do you know how you pray in church and bow your knee and fast and pray before you put your boy out the house? Do you know what a mother does before she puts her boy out the house? Sabrina put that boy out the house. Now she's trying to say to America, he's some sort of a damn saint. Well, I guess you can't be a saint and be damned too. But yeah, I guess that's what he is. I ain't never seen nothing like y'all black folk in all my days. I ain't never seen nothing like this. I mean, I'm surprised that that woman was stooped to the vomit that she, and Tracy ain't got no job. Where's Tracy Martin work? Huh? Where's he work? Ain't married nobody, ain't father, nobody making it. Babies all over everywhere. Now all of a sudden we're family, all family. He and Sabrina together. By the way, I'm wondering what that other woman is thinking about. The woman that's paying the bills, the woman he's living with up in Sanford. I'm wondering what she's thinking about all of that now. So Al Sharpton is in the mix. Jesse is in the mix. Today they're holding 100 rallies in front of 100 federal officers across America to bring civil charges against George Zimmerman. Now, George Zimmerman's father's name, Robert Zimmerman. He served in Vietnam and he served in the U.S. military. He was at a meeting around the fort, and this woman came into the meet that party that night. She was Hispanic. She was from Peru. He saw. And the moment he saw her, he fell in love with her. Her name is Gladys. She's from down in Peru. She speaks Spanish. And he just had to have her. And he went, and finally he was able to convince her to marry him. They started a family. And they've been married all of this time. And he then went on to work at the Pentagon as a special attaché with the Pentagon and military services and that kind of thing. And finally moved to Virginia. And he became a magistrate, and it's a sort of a local judge, not the highest level of judges, but you rule on smaller cases and decisions. And he's been doing that for the balance of his life. Had a heart attack recently, but his wife Gladys was able to help them save the money. They bought a home, their three children, Robert Jr., who's the oldest, and George, who...
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back here, and I'm going to continue on with Dr. Manning's thing. I think it's quite interesting, or it's more than interesting, that Sabrina Fulton is leaving out the fact that she booted her, quote, loving son out of his house. He wouldn't even have been down there to have this happen. But anyway, let's continue on with the rest of the Dr. Manning.
But his wife Gladys was able to help them save the money. They bought a home, their three children, Robert Junior, who's the oldest, and George, who is the second oldest. George, by the way, is married. He's got a beautiful wife. And then a younger daughter, I think her name is Gladys as well. That's a typical white family. You can call them white. She's Peru. She's not white Anglo-Saxon. She's Hispanic. But they're married. George Zimmerman is married to his wife, legally married. They're not shacking up. They're married. You see the contrast between the two? We've gotten to this point because people refuse to preach the word of God. Now, finally, I'm going through with this, be through with this. But, you know, Sabrina Fulton, I mean, for her to now run a Murphy on the American people and stir up racial unrest, very possibly riots, and people will die of the same boy that she did worse to him than George Zimmerman did. When Sabrina Fulton put that boy out of her house, she realized he was up to no good. That's all George Zimmerman wanted to know, whether he was or whether he was not. Black people.
Well, George Zimmerman had not been to follow him. He had not been following him. He had not followed him, Trayvon be alive. I don't know that. And the people in Miami don't know that either.
Somebody's going to kill him. Somebody was going to kill him anyway.
He was unarmed. And
you're not willing to hear the truth, as I said last week. You don't want to hear the truth. All those things I said about being expelled from school after years of the principal and teachers working with them, you don't want to hear that. He's a bad actor. He was a thug, a common thug. And because he's black, all that gets absolved now. Just because he's black. You see how unrighteous you are? You see how far you are from God? Ain't no God in you. Ain't no Jesus in you. You are willing to look at this situation and know that the boy was a thug. And somebody down there in Miami said he got exactly what he deserved. Let me tell you what George Zimmerman did to him. Y'all stand up. This is going to be a little heavy. The Bible says, Elder Joseph Smith, you got a boy. He's smoking dope, smoking in his room, taking money out of your pocketbook. Now, see, there's some women in here right now. Their sons, and they're church women, their sons have gone into their pocketbook and taken money. They're sitting here right in the church. They're sitting out here right now listening to me. And their sons have taken money out of their pocketbooks. They're listening to me right now. Yet they want to reject me because ain't no Jesus in them. Sabrina Fulton got tired of that boy taking her money. She got tired. She got tired of him smoking dope, coming home in the place smelling like marijuana. She got tired of it. I can't take no more. I've gone as far as I could. I can't take this boy no more. But now you want to say George Zimmerman's wrong. George Zimmerman only did what the Word of God says. Word of God says, Ella Butler, you got a boy? He won't listen to you. Bring him to the church. Bring him, and you got to have a church now. You can't take him to some of these pickpocket pastor pepper churches. Bring him to the church. Let the elder sit down and talk to him. If you go back home, he's still smoking dope, still taking money out of your pocketbook, still giving you a nasty attitude, pouting, won't do what you tell him to do, then gather the elders and take him to the edge of the city and stone him. George Zimmerman did what the Bible says. He stoned Trayvon Martin, and glory to God, and I'm so hallelujah. And thank you, George. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I know that makes y'all black folk mad. With your hate-filled, non-loving Jesus selves.
Well, may not agree with the last part. But I'm telling you what. What she is doing is just, it's as low as you get. She kicked her son out of her house. I can't even imagine when I was growing up if I'd have got kicked out of the home that I was living in. Of course, I didn't grow up in anything like what they did. You know, I mean, we had a family and we had Lutheran church and school and none of the stuff that Trayvon Martin grew up in. Of course, my parents were married and all that. I mean, I don't even know if they were ever married to her parents. Or if he was just the father's just shacking up around. I don't know. It doesn't look like wants to be the provider. He's down there living off of some other woman. Boy, that gives you, where's the breadwinner in that deal? But it's worse. Because the thing that we have to understand, and it's really, it's between when you look at issues of law and you look at the news and you look at what these people are doing. There's a means to look at this and analyze it through logic. Now there's what's called perspective view, which is your feelings, your opinions, experiences that you've had through life. The other is objective, is looking at the facts and the law. Now if they did not bring you into the trial, of course, they put out everything. They didn't want anything, because when you get into civil, Dr. Manning's correct, you get into civil character and those sorts of things. And the things that they left out of the trial, and maybe probably so, I don't know, they were trying to rig it. I mean, they wanted to make it so that Zimmerman is the bad boy and all that. I don't know how much of the race and all that they got in. I don't know, because I haven't followed it that much. But I know they blocked out the character stuff of Trayvon Martin. He was just a 17-year-old boy. I mean, you would say, if you were doing this perspective now, it's feelings and opinion, and you have an objective. Here is just a 17-year-old boy, black, just went down to get some Skittles and a little something to drink. And he's just coming home, not bothering anybody. And he's killed by a white man. Of course, he's not really white. He's 50%. But he's killed by a white man. So it's got to be a racist element to it. And the boy, and the black boy was just doing nothing. And then you continue on with the perspective view of what Trayvon Martin's mother's doing, Sabrina Fulton, and there'd be no high school graduation for Trayvon. No college for Trayvon. No grandkids coming from Trayvon. All because of a law that prevented the person who shot and killed my son to be held accountable and pray for this awful crime. Trayvon was my son. He is also your son. There's a perspective view on it. Feelings, opinions. What's left out? This is what news media is all about. This is what the media news is good, are really great at this. Obama and his minions, those treasonous reprobates up there, despots are good at. They're attaching your idea that there's a death, and then they're putting forward as though it might be fact. In their perspective, they're putting their opinion in. And if you don't have a little bit of understanding on how to look at perspective, opinions, and feelings, and separate it out from facts, the objective side, which is what the law looks at, what are the facts that happened? Trayvon Martin attacked Zimmerman. He's called aggressor or first aggressor. And that's a fact. Trayvon Martin was observed up on top of Zimmerman. And that's a fact. He was pounding on Zimmerman with these mixed martial arts, whatever he'd done. That's a fact because of the on his knuckles. That's a fact. Trayvon Martin was pounding Zimmerman, his head, into the pavement because there is evidence of what happened to the back of Zimmerman's head. Fact. I was listening to the gun show and they had a physician on. One blow, pounding into a pavement, something hard, can kill a person, can paralyze you, and can blind you. One blow. That's a fact. Now, of course, the whatever that other black gal was that supposedly was on Pierce Morgan's show that was very articulate and all that, supposedly can knows three languages. Of course, she can't read and write English. She admitted, yeah, it was just a whoop-ass thing. He was just going to whoop-ass. Well, I guess what? I don't know the jive language or whatever that is. I don't know. Kraka versus Cracker. Kraka is supposed to be a policeman, and I don't know. They got that wrong in the trial. But a Kraka is a policeman with something. Oh, I guess we've got new breaks here, so I'll be back in a minute. I'll finish up here.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Talking again about perspective and objective. And, boy, it's really an important concept to, and attorneys do this all the time. They will try to get you out of the factual stuff and get you to, arguing about something else that doesn't have anything to do with anything. And there is no way to win an argument like with, Trayvon Martin's mother. No high school graduation for Trayvon? That's true. No college for Trayvon? That's true. No grandkids? That's true. Because the law has prevented who shot. That is perspective again, because she does not address the issue of the objective side. Because she wants to, yes, she has an agenda. Stand your ground. There was no stand your ground issue brought up by the prosecution. There was no threat by Zimmerman with Trayvon Martin to stand his ground. He never threatened him. He stalked him. No, he has a right to get out and ask him what he's doing there. That doesn't make it so that Trayvon Martin can get around and go whoop ass. No, that doesn't fly. The objective side, and it's really important. I wish people would, and it takes practice, to look at the factual side because they put the opinion and feelings in all the time. And people take those feelings and they run with them. Because it's all true. There's no graduation. There's no college. Hell, I couldn't even get through high school. There's no grandkids. Absolutely all true. The issue about the law is totally wrong. Law is objective. And if people would start to learn to a Celicoism, which is a, you have to have a major premise and a minor premise. And if the major premise is incorrect, the minor premise is total smoke and mirrors. And of course, the one that I learned with is all birds have feathers. And then that's your major premise. The minor is a penguin is a bird. I mean, has feathers. So then the conclusion, which is correct, that a penguin is a bird. And that's true. They are really good at creating false premises that are not objective. They're based on feelings and opinions. And when you start to really look at the news media, or you look at what Obama's done on his little statements, well, I was followed through a building, yeah, and so I've been followed. And then you look at the women that put their purse up in elevators. Well, guess what? There was not one case that they could find where a white man has raped a white person, a black person. But there's all kinds of crimes where blacks rape whites. I think if I was a woman, I'd be a little concerned too. Why not? The blacks, Negroes, have brought this on themselves. But there's a lot that have sucked out of the area that are not in this group. But they're going to be colored by the same color, if you will. That's a piss poor metaphor, but they're going to be clothed in the same thing of what Trayvon Martin's mother's doing. They're going to be painted with the same brush, and that's really too bad. It's because what she's doing is despicable. Like Dr. Manning said, it's the worst of the worst. She's worse than anything that Trayvon or Zimmerman did. She's trying to totally paint her son that she kicked out of the house as a quote saint, got kicked out of school. They found women's jewelry and burglary tools, a screwdriver, some stuff. I don't know what else. They didn't prosecute him. Why not? They took the jewels. Haven't heard a peep out of what happened to all those jewels, women's jewelry that they found. Oh, that isn't mine. Well, how did it get in your damn bag there, Trayvon? They have addressed the issue that, oh, he was down there to get Skittles and his other tea or whatever it is, two of the three ingredients that you mix with Robitussin to make lean, L-E-A-N, of which the autopsy showed that he had liver damage from lean. Did he have his Skittles open eating candy? I don't know. Was he drinking the tea, or was he on two of the three ingredients going back to make some more lean? We don't know those questions. They don't address it. Those are facts. And she is doing a disservice to the blacks in this country. There's a lot of blacks that have stepped out of this world. I don't know why 95% of them are so bloated for Obama. I don't have an answer to that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how many Catholics voted for Kennedy. I don't have an answer for that either. I would vote for them because of what they stand for. But that's just me. And, of course, what most of them stand for today is they're liars and thieves of the highest degree. I mean, we got a Supreme Court justice that's a queer. That's right. He's a homosexual. That's a fact. He's gay. He's got a cover family. That was on DV Kids. She put it out. She syndicated. Boner, the Speaker of the House, he likes little boys. Speaker of the House, Republican. What the hell is going on here? Obama, he's a switch hitter. Belonged to the gay club, the health club in Chicago. He even had his gay partner come forward and put an affidavit and stuff. Absolutely, he's my boy. What the hell is going on in this country? One of the things, I read a lot of murder mysteries and other things, and I'm reading one now of Robert Parker's stuff where the gal is a psychiatrist or psychologist, I forget which one. You can learn some things from some of these books. Some of these authors do a lot of research. And one of the things that they proffered from this or from other murder mysteries is When you don't have a family growing up like Trayvon Martin did, they're going to join gangs. They're going to maybe get into, they're usually not educated because they don't go to school and learn. They don't have the backing, and they want to belong to something. So they get into gangs. They get into drugs. They get into Muslims because it's a structured, highly structured, and it's not a religion. It's a highly structured way of life. It's like back when I was growing up, I remember when kids got in trouble, why they would get around and boot them off to the army instead of prosecuting them, putting them in jail or in a structured environment, try to straighten them out. People want to belong. I can't imagine growing up with no family. I can't even imagine getting my parents or my mom kicking me out of a house. I have no idea how I ever dealt with it. That would be a shock. And Trayvon's dad he's not a somebody to look up to. Is he? Shacking up with somebody else, living off of some other woman? Those are facts. If they try to do a civil suit, the character and all of that will come out, and there's no way they're going to win it. Even in the corrupt system. I put out a clip here from Jerry Spence. He's a very well-known to the Karen Silkwood case and other cases. He's a very highly known and respected, probably one of the top criminal lawyer in America. He has a school for lawyers to go to, government lawyers precluded. He come out, he said, there is no justice in these courts. It doesn't exist. There is no justice. That's a scary thought. This is the top guy how can you argue with somebody like him? He's been doing, he said, for 60 years. So he said, I don't know, he must be getting up there. I think it was 60, maybe it was 40 years. I don't know, but a long time. Here's a man that knows. There is no justice in our courts. We've proven that in Alaska. Absolutely. We don't have one public officer. Nobody has ever taken the oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Alaska and Alaska. Not one person in the courtroom. The only bona fide person in the Alaska court system is the damn janitor. He's a mere employee. And he signed an employee affidavit that he is an employee, and he is the only bona fide person in that whole Alaska court system. Everyone other in there are despots, acts of treason, liars, and thieves. We even got Vanessa White out of Palmer to admit it in Dave Gladden's case. And in order, I'm an undersigned jurist. She admitted it, said everything else is without merit. I don't need no civil commission appointed by the governor. I don't need to be appointed to anything. I'm a member of the bar. I don't need to have an oath of office as a public officer, mandated by the federal constitution, mandated by the first act of Congress, mandated by the Constitution of Alaska, mandated by the statutes of Alaska. I don't need that. It's sitting now in the Supreme Court of Alaska with the final reply in. We have documented a complete parallel system running in Alaska. Documented it. Cleared even down to the seals. They run two sets of seals. Back in a bit next hour. 8 minutes.